The Senate Energy Committee held its first meeting of the new Congress. It wasted no time in discussing one of the most controversial issues the committee will tackle this session, exporting liquefied natural gas. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, some hope exports from the lower 48 could lead to more exports from Alaska.
The new chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, has been skeptical of exports, fearing what may happen to domestic prices and what that means for major consumers.
Instead of a manufacturing renaissance, major gas consumers could find themselves hit hard with energy price hikes and forced to sideline job-creating efforts.
Wyden was not appeased by a Department of Energy study that found exporting LNG would lead to a net benefit for the U.S. economy. That's a view echoed by Dow Chemical CEO Andrew Liveris, who testified before the committee.
One study does not make a strategy. Okay, one study does not make the decision. I think we have lots of inputs to this decision, not the least of them being making sure we have responsible supply.
A costly supply matters to Liveris. He says his company buys more gas than many countries, and his chemicals end up in all sorts of products. He says they add value to every facet of the economy.
Natural gas liquids should not be shipped overseas and being burnt in Japanese cooking ovens. It should be kept home.
The Department of Energy is weighing about a dozen export applications from the lower 48. Nobody at the hearing would guess how many would win approval. Senator Lisa Murkowski, the committee's top Republican, asked the panel and all demurred. Senator Wyden says it's time to re-examine the nation's natural gas laws. They've been on the books for decades, since well before exports were even being considered. But Senator Murkowski says any new process cannot impose too many burdens on industry. She noted the long-standing regulatory process through the Department of Energy.
The debate on this issue has focused on the impacts to domestic natural gas prices and supply, but I think we also need to include within this discussion an understanding of the role that the market forces will play, not only on domestic prices, but the number of projects that may actually be built.
Those projects could produce a glimmer of hope for Alaska's producers, says Larry Persily. He's the federal coordinator for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline.
The approval of lower 48 LNG exports is going to give you reason to believe that if and when the time comes that an Alaska project applies for export authority, it too would be granted approval by the Department of Energy.
Because, Persily says, it's only fair if every state can export. But he urges caution.
The export approval is one piece of the package. It's got to go in. You need U.S. Department of Energy export approval. You need a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission certificate for the liquefaction plant. And if there's a pipeline connected to it, you certainly need financing. You need buyers. This is just one piece of it.
And the largest hurdle to more exports from Alaska is the $65 billion it could take to build a pipeline from the North Slope to the non-existent liquefaction plants at Tidewater. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.